Welcome back to the Plotopsy Podcast here at the Misanthropy Movie Blog. Here, I dissect a movie that is widely considered to be a failure in order to attempt to discern the cause of its demise. Today's feature is the first cinematic adaptation from the Marvel Universe, Howard the Duck, which is one of the most infamous and perplexing failures in Hollywood history. Howard the Duck was directed and co-written by William Hike, who famously wrote both American Graffiti and Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. He only had 4 directing credits over his career, of which Howard the Duck was his largest project and notably his last. Hike wrote Howard the Duck alongside his wife and frequent writing partner Gloria Katz, who also served as a producer on the film. The story is very loosely based on the Marvel comic series created by Steve Gerber, with drastic changes made to the tone and characters. In this adaptation, the story centers around a mildly crass humanoid duck from a parallel dimension, who was pulled into our world by a science experiment gone wrong. The plot follows the duck, Howard, as he tries to adapt to life in Cleveland, Ohio, while also looking for a way to get back to his home planet. The music on Howard the Duck was provided by John Barry, with the original songs written by Thomas Dolby. Barry is best known for working on a number of the James Bond movies, as well as assorted films like Star Crash, The Cotton Club, and Midnight Cowboy. Thomas Dolby is best known for the hit She Blinded Me with Science, but also worked on a number of other films, such as We're Back and Ferngully. The cinematography on Howard the Duck was provided by Academy Award nominee Richard H. Klein, who worked on science fiction films such as The Andromeda Strain, Soylent Green, and Star Trek The Motion Picture, and accrued over 55 cinematography credits over his career. Howard the Duck is famously associated with George Lucas, who served as executive producer on the film. It is unclear exactly how much input he had on the creative decisions for the production, but most of the blame for the film's failure has been leveled at him regardless. The cast of Howard the Duck features Leah Thompson of Back to the Future, Jeffrey Jones of Ferris Bueller's Day Off and Beetlejuice, and Tim Robbins of The Shawshank Redemption and Jacob's Ladder, along with Chip Zien as the voice of Howard. Interestingly, Howard the Duck produced a lot of alternate casting rumors for most of the major roles. Reportedly, people such as Paula Abdul, Kim Basinger, Jodie Benson, Sarah Jessica Parker, Laurie Singer, and Tori Amos were all considered for the role of Beverly before it ultimately went to Leah Thompson. Likewise, the voice work casting field for Howard included names such as Rob Paulsen, John Cusack, and Martin Short. Most hilariously of all, in my opinion, is the fact that Jay Leno was considered for the role of Phil, which went to Tim Robbins. The source material for Howard the Duck has a famously tumultuous history. After being created by Steve Gerber, Disney went after Marvel Comics about the character, alleging that Howard's appearance was too similar to Donald Duck. After a character redesign was done to smooth over the issue, the comic series had a critically lauded run. However, further lengthy legal fights ensued between Gerber and Marvel over the ownership of the character after he was unceremoniously fired and the comic canceled. This fight resulted in a lawsuit over the film's production, as well as some passive blows in the pages of Gerber's later comics. The character of Howard the Duck famously appeared in a cameo at the end of the hit Marvel film Guardians of the Galaxy, which established Howard the Duck as a member of the modern Marvel Cinematic Universe. Reportedly, the duck suit used for Howard cost the production nearly $2 million on its own, on an estimated total budget of $37 million. It was operated by a number of different actors throughout the production, though it is primarily credited to Ed Gale, who received his first acting credit for the movie. Howard the Duck was ultimately nominated for 7 Golden Raspberries, also known as the Razzies, which are handed out to the perceived worst films of a given year. It wound up winning four of them, including a tie with Prince's Under the Cherry Moon for Worst Picture. Amazingly, the failure of Howard the Duck ultimately played an important part in the origin of Pixar. After the construction of Skywalker Ranch, George Lucas was relying on Howard the Duck to be a significant hit to cover the cost of the project. After the movie failed to profit significantly, Lucas wound up near bankruptcy and sold Industrial Light and Magic's animation studio to Steve Jobs, which laid the core foundation for Pixar. It has been reported that famed director John Landis nearly took the job of helming Howard the Duck, but ultimately turned it down due to the inclusion of a car chase with police, citing the similarities to his earlier film, The Blues Brothers. He wound up directing the successful comedy Three Amigos in 1986 instead. Howard the Duck features a number of Wilhelm screams, a famous stock sound effect that George Lucas in particular is fond of using in his movies. Even if you are not familiar with it by name, you have almost certainly heard it countless times before without realizing it. Howard the Duck managed to gross just over $37 million in its theatrical run. However, it was also notably made on a budget of $37 million, meaning it only barely made back the money put into it. To say the least, the movie dramatically failed to meet its financial expectations. Surprisingly, most of that box office money came from overseas markets, meaning that it was even more of a failure domestically. In a number of those overseas markets, the movie went by the alternate title of Howard, A New Breed of Hero, which significantly toned down the duck imagery for the promotional materials. The reception for Howard the Duck was understandably negative. Though it has gained some loyal fans over the years, it currently holds an IMDb user rating of 4.5, along with Rotten Tomatoes aggregate scores of 14% from critics and 39% from audiences. On to the plotopsy of the film. What exactly is wrong with Howard the Duck? Honestly, it is hard to even know where to start here. Much has been said about the subpar effects work in the movie, in particular the Howard suit itself. Personally, though, I think the effects generally look okay, and I am always hesitant to blame a movie's failure specifically on a malfunctioning effect, given films like Jaws have been able to adapt and thrive in the face of similar challenges. The biggest problems with Howard the Duck, in my opinion, are all baked into its screenplay. First, the sanitation of the distinctly crass and off-color source material was sure to turn off any die-hard fans of the character. However, at the same time, enough adult elements were left in the story and characters to effectively isolate any younger audience members who would otherwise have been drawn in by the softer rating. This awkward middle ground means that the movie ultimately appealed to no one in particular, which is a bad position for any movie to be in. Worse yet, all of the scripted humor follows suit, bouncing between frenetic, cartoonish characters, dialogue laden with puns, and inappropriate sequences heavy with risque sex humor. Richard Corliss of Time magazine wrote in his review, "The movie is too scuzzy to beguile children, too infantile to appeal to adults." Similarly, Gene Siskel wrote in his review simply, "Who was this stupid film made for?" I suspect the motivations for trying to make Howard family-friendly were strictly financial. The more people who were able to get into your movie, the more tickets you were theoretically able to sell. Of course, this backfired quite terribly in this case, but it still holds its traditional wisdom for studio minds. If there is anything positive to say about Howard the Duck, it is that the music is certainly memorable and distinctive. The musical ending is unparalleled in goofiness thanks to the catchy theme song and Howard's inexplicable guitar work. Interestingly, the singing for the sequence is actually done by Leah Thompson and the backup actors, as it was apparently deemed good enough to not justify dubbing over. Howard the Duck doesn't get a strong recommendation from me, primarily because of how dull the movie gets at points. The only reason I kind of have to recommend it is because of how ingrained it is in popular culture as a Hollywood failure. In fact, Howard the Duck is probably one of the most recognizable Hollywood failures of all time, which makes it essential watching for bad movie fans. For people not interested in the background of the film and its context, however, there are far more entertaining movies to dig up out there. That's all for today's Plotopsy podcast. Be sure to check out Misanthropy Movie Blog on Facebook and take a look through the post archives at misanthropy.com for information on hundreds of the worst movies ever put to film.